subhanahu wa ta'ala, that inshallah within 2 days or 3 days max, we are coming and approaching the month of forgiveness, the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it blessed months for all of us and give us the forgiveness and the hidayah in it. What I'd like to share with you today in this khutbah is some guidelines, some issues that we need to remind ourselves by. So inshallah ta'ala, we approach the month of Ramadan with the intention and determination, inshallah, to be a better human being. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you and I, we have one goal in life, is to apply the gift of life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us, to qualify to His forgiveness and His mercy in the hereafter. But there is obstacles. We know that the more obedient we are, the more closer we get to Allah. And the more disobedient to Allah, the further we go away from His mercy. But logically, no one really wanna do that. No one wanna go intentionally do that. So today we wanna know, what is the value of the month of Ramadan in the whole entire story? We need first of all to think, how we, as long as that's our goal, how we do the mistake and why we do the mistake. We do the mistake, we know that the message of Islam, it is the user guide, that it tells us how to get closer to Allah. And as long as what is this message, what tells us in the message, does not contradict with what I want, I am willing to do it. There is no problem with that. But the issue is when there is a contradiction, there is a conflict of interest here between what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us to do and what I would like to do, that's where the human being either take a determination, سمعنا وأطعنا, we hear, we obey, or he come and say, let me compromise. There is a space here to maneuver, to do come, to go right, to go left, or to deny. And you find yourself doing, you end up, the worst part in when you start to compromise. Once you started to compromise, you started to change things around. You say, no, this is not what it meant. Maybe that's what it meant. I heard somebody saying, you try to find excuses to justify your mistake and not applying what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did. And these are the seeds of what it called shirk. The shirk. So we fall in that trap. So now we know the motive to do the disobedience is a conflict of interest. But how it happened? How the sin happened in general? You get tempted. The shaitan, وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ وَأَعْمَالَهُمْ. The shaitan will make you tempted to do it. You respond inside. And after that, you find yourself physically doing the mistake. Regardless what you're going to do after the mistake, that's another story. But this is basically the three major steps that it take place. So now we know what are the steps they are taking. To do the mistake, they are, or the disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are levels or different motivations. But there are major ones. You know, the mistake that somebody did steal is different from the mistake, for instance, the Fir'aun did. So they are different levels. And in every level, wal'iyazu billah, is different. But the base one, for doing short, is when you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to meet what? The stomach need and the sexual need, the biological need. These are the two major ones. And once you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them or to do them, you find yourself, wal'azu billah, digressing from one area to another. Okay? Here we know, now we come back to the fasting. We know that fasting is one of the five major pillars of Islam, which is the declaration of the faith, prayer, fasting, and zakah, the poor dues, and al-hajj.
And every one of those five, they are not gold. They are like tools. Tools that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, gave Him to us so we can shape and clean up and develop the Muslim character. We are not going to be praying better than the angels. We are not going to fast better than angels. But when you fast and you pray, you will be in a higher level of angels because you develop. There is a difference, somebody acting in instinct and somebody developing a character. You are going to force yourself to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every one of those five tools have a function to do, have a job to do. Like tools, like you go to what? Anything, different tools having different things to do. The declaration of the faith gives you the stand or the focal point. For the prayer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. It will prevent you, a prevent measure. The prayer is your prevent measure to do what? From wrongdoing. الصيام, fasting. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So the job of the fasting to develop taqwa. And I talked before in one khutbah about the excellency of the status of the muttaqi. There is plenty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love al-muttaqeen. Allahumma ja'alna minhuma rabbal alameen. Al-zakah for purification. Al-hajj have also a job. A job is a providing a physical evidence of believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the hajj. Hajj, it means what? The word hajj in Arabic means provide physical evidence. You say, I'm going to say the statement by Arabic and after that translation. Give me al-hujjah. Dini dalil. Provide me with the physical evidence to what you do. That's the word hajj means. Hajj providing a physical evidence that you are a believer. It is not a words by the mouth that you say, but you are providing the physical evidence of doing it. Coming back to the fasting, we know that Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is telling us, when the month of Ramadan comes, what's going to happen? The shaitan will be handcuffed. That means the step number one in doing wrongdoing will stop. So what is left? Your control. Your whatever left after that is yourself. And like I said, the motivation for doing wrongdoing is the need for the stomach and the biological need. And very quickly, to just give you the idea, babies and the young human beings that they do not have their biological reproduction organs matured, they have their nature, their parents feeding them or providing for them, they do not commit crimes. Old people, that their needs to both of these two motivations a lot more less, their rate of the crimes are way less. But what's in between is you and me in that age, and that's where those are still alive, and that's where we do this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, من يعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور, He knows what's in your heart, He knows what kind of a challenge that you have. He said, okay, I am not only ordaining on you, but I want you, I'm going to help you out here. I know that these two things, they are the major things that could take you away. I'm going to help you by giving you a period of time where you can gain control over yourself again. And that's what the fasting is all about. When we come to the definition of fasting, it is what? Abstaining from food and eat, drinking and eating and sexual behavior from the dawn till the sunset as an act of worship. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling you, I am going to help you by ordaining you fasting. So you will gain control again over these needs. You will control it. It will not control you. So you can keep on going and come on your way to my mercy. So you see now the value. You see the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did not only say you have to do this. And you have to do. But he's also helping you. I want to show you the touch of mercy in this one. I want you to imagine one thing. You have a problem, health problem, and you are going to the doctor, very, very professional doctor, and the doctor is smiling in your face and saying, I diagnose your problem, and I'm going to give you the solution. And not only that, thank you for coming, and he's going to pay you for coming to his office, and he's going to give you the medication free. That's what fasting is all about. That's exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doing to you and to me by ordaining on us fasting. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Imagine you are going to a doctor and that doctor paying you for coming. إِنَّهُ هُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most kind, most decent. That's the approach that you're supposed to have in your heart when you are bringing yourself to the month of Ramadan. You are moving forward and saying, no, I am not the person that it will be no more controlled by his own desires and by his own needs. I am not going to be that person, and I can do it. And Allah paying you for doing it. Subhanahu wa ta'ala paying it for doing it. And because of the time of the khutbah, and you already know what Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about how the benefit and how the reward of the month of Ramadan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give more and give more and give more and forgive more and forgive more and forgive more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanna help you. What is missing of the picture is that you wanna help yourself. Only you help yourself. If you want to help yourself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, I am here for you. Go for it. So you have to approach it with that. Okay. Another thing that you and I gonna have to address is fasting to you. Is it action or it is a state? What I need by action. I mean by action is the fast or what you are doing. Fasting, you said that you can do and you proved it. Reciting Quran, going to masjid, doing a sadaqah, doing taraweeh, qiyamul layl, some they do umrah. You do a whole lot of things in the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, may Allah bless you. But you know the bottom line of this is what? You proved you can do it. Is there anything stopping you and stopping me from doing it during the rest of the year? Is Salat al-Taraweeh only for the month of Ramadan? Is reciting the Quran is only for the month of Ramadan? Is even fasting only for the month of Ramadan? وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسَ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. You need to compete. On who you're going to compete with? Yourself. Whatever was good yesterday is not good today. And it will never be good tomorrow. You need to get closer and closer and closer. And your enemy, the true enemy, is your time. So, the month of Ramadan is a wake-up call. And unfortunately, in a lot of cases, we are doing good in the month of Ramadan. But the first day of Shawwal, the story ended. Who said that? Who said that? No. You need to look at the month of Ramadan, in the first day in it, as a new milestone, one step high up, that you will do in it this year a lot more better than yesterday, last year. And in it, as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the life, if you're going to live more till next Ramadan, alhamdulillah, you're going to do better. You cannot do the same thing that you did last year. Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam saying, if you are not in increase, you are in decrease. You will never be in the same level again. So we have to challenge ourselves. That's we have to learn how to control our the month of Ramadan, how to control our conveniences. You wake up 4 o'clock in the morning to do the Fajr prayer. Can you make another 15 minutes earlier and to do a zikr, the recitation of the Quran? Yes, you can. And you are doing it in the month of Ramadan. Believe me, inshallah, one day I will talk about this in some khutbas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking us some questions. I don't know how to answer. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks you, هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنْثَانِ حِينًا مِنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Haven't it came a time that you were nothing? Right now there are people in their graves thousands of years. And your being, your awareness, your faculty, your body, whatever, is nothing more than a glimpse in the history. And you are going back to sleep again or to go back to nothing. كيف تكفرون بالله وكنتم أمواتا ثم أحياكم ثم يميتكم. How you commit blasphemy? How you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you were dead? And He gave you a life and after that He will take you right into death. Maybe thousands of millions of years. And you will never have the opportunity that you have now. Take it serious, because it is serious. And the month of Ramadan is a wake-up call in it. But I hope that we will never look at the month of Ramadan as a month of Ramadan. No, we will not. We what we are really want is the state of Ramadan, not the month of Ramadan. You can make the whole entire 12 month a month of Ramadan if you want to. Even if you eat and drink, when you make your jawarih, when you make your hands, when you make your heart, your feet, and your soul in a state of fasting, you are in a state of fasting, inshallah. So it is not just being a hungry or being a thirsty. That's what you get paid for. What you get for is the development that it will take place in your character. We need also to approach the month of Ramadan with approach. Do you know what I mean with approach? I mean you sit down like anything else and you have a plan. You have a plan to do. If you want to accomplish anything, you sit down and you put a plan. Even you are taking a vacation, you say, I'm going to do this. Maybe I'm going to go to that place. I'm going to have those tickets in that time. I'm going to do this. I'm going to call a cab. There are some plans. And now this is a period of mercy, period of forgiveness. Don't just be in it, please. Have a plan. The plan, it might be, I'm going to mention some, but that does not mean that's what it is. It is up to you. The first element of that plan, and the top of it, if I'm going to start anything, I will never stop till Allah wants me to stop or take my soul. Whatever I'm going to start in the month of Ramadan will never stop again. Because I don't want it to be a month of Ramadan. I want it to be the state of Ramadan. I cannot be the same person anymore. I have to run away from the concept of putting or doing ceremonies and rituals. I have to go to the needy, greedy, the development. So the first rule in your program is supposed to be, I am not going back. Whatever I'm going to start in the month of Ramadan, I am not going to stop. either Allah permission, he gonna stop me, or when I'm dead. Maybe that's 2 rak'ah. Maybe only I can do a 5 minutes. Only 5 minutes before I, while I'm sitting on my bed, I will read only 1 page of the Quran. But I will understand it and commit myself to apply what's in it next day. And there is a lot of good books and a lot of good reference. You have Riyad al-Saliheen, you have Minhaj al-Muslim, you have so many. You have the Quran, you have the Sunnah, you have this, you have so many. But when you start, never stop. Another thing, another element in your plan that you're supposed to approach the month of Ramadan with it. I want you to imagine with me, please, that we are building a building. And right in the place of the new old building, there is an old building in the land. But the new building is a lot more beautiful. Do you think it is wise to go right in and build in the old building? Or it is better to remove the old building and have a real basis, engineering-wise, for the new building, and you started to build the new building? Definitely, I have to remove the old building. You are the one who knows what the old building looks like, not me. I know my old building. You have to know your old building. But maybe some old buildings, they have a lot in common. And that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about what we have in common in the old building. Muslims do not have time to have enemies. Forfeit all anger, hate, dispute between you and between any creatures, except what was in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He told me, he said, he did, forgive him. This is a month of forgiveness. If you want Allah to forgive you, you start by forgiving. If you want Allah to pardon you, you start by pardoning others. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. That's the development of the character. That's not performing rituals. That's not doing ceremonies. Forgive whomever hurt you. That does not mean you allow them to hurt you back, but you try to have it in your heart to forgive. And you forgive as much as you can. And so the first, whatever I'm going to start, I will never stop. The second, I will start clean and I will start fresh. The third, كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. Who I should follow the footsteps better than Sayyidina Muhammad? See what he was doing. You don't have to do what he was doing. You don't have to do as much as he was doing. But see what he was doing in the month of Ramadan. And try to do a little bit of everything. Little bit of every. He was very generous. But when the month of Ramadan comes, he was like a wind. Forgiving. Make a point to give. Not only to take. Look, be a hunter, by another word. Look for the good deed and go after it. The backbone of the month of Ramadan is the Quran. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. Make a point of that you're going to study and understand as much as you can. And to apply, because you will never be able to apply what you don't understand. You have to understand what you are saying and what you are doing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, I did not send the Quran to be for the scholar and learned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مذكر. We made it easy for every human being. You don't have to have a special background to understand the Quran. Surely there are differences, there are signs of Quran, there are approaches, and there are a'imma, and all of that, don't misunderstand me. But that does not mean it is exclusive. You take the first step and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you. Maybe you're going to put a scholar in your way. We're not going to put a tape. Maybe you're going to put a person. Maybe you're going to put you, your understand better. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this area committed himself. He said, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. If you have the fear of Allah, if you want the taqwa, if you really want to pursue it, Allah taking the responsibility of teaching you. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. So it is not exclusive. Ramadan is the month of mercy. But it is a month of mercy only when we want it to be a mercy. And we act to make sure that it will be, inshallah, an act of mercy. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and guidance and blessing. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the strength, inshallah, and the wisdom. To fast and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide us with His acceptance to our fasting and to our qiyam, and to help us to have the month of Ramadan, as this month of Ramadan, as a new beginning in our life, where inshallah we will be developed to be a better human being, not only for the month of Ramadan but for the rest of our lives, inshallah. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. Brothers, you cannot know how much lucky you are and I am, but by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the life just to witness the present and the approach of the month of Ramadan. And inshallah, I ask Allah to help us to really use the month of Ramadan and to take the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And please remember what I just said in the beginning about the month of Ramadan, is that imagine you having a disease and going to a doctor, and that doctor giving you the diagnosis, giving you the medication free, and giving you also the visit. He is paying you instead of you pay him. And the only thing missing is that you go to the doctor. The only thing is, and you go to the doctor, to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the biggest doctor, by your heart. That call us. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is saying, there are people, the only thing they get out of their fasting is being what? Hungry and thirsty. That means that fast, wal'iyazu billah, is not accepted. You have to learn how to make the rest of your body fast, not only your stomach and the biological need. You have to make your tongue to teach your tongue how to fast, your heart how to fast, these eyes not to see a forbidden, these hands never touch a forbidden, the legs never walk to a forbidden, not only the month of Ramadan but for the rest of the year. You have to make your heart fast, and you have to make your soul fast. So I'm going to ask, what is the fast for the soul, and what the soul got to do with the fast? The whole thing is all about is the development of the soul. And when the soul fasts, that means what? Remember, the word fast, it means abstain. The word fast, mean abstain, stop. When your soul fasts, what it means, what? Stop to see, to think, to feel, other than the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are doing everything like others. You are not isolating yourself. Maybe you are in the middle of the motion of life, but your soul is not in it. The whole entire world in your hand, but it is not in your heart. And there is a hadith, and I'm going to finish the khutbah by it, that Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, أَتْقَى أَتْقِيَاءُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ وَرَبَّ الْعَلَمِينَ قَوْمٌ يَمْشُونَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ يَضْحَكُونَ وَفِي الْخَفَاءِ يَبْكُونَ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ يَا رَبَّ الْعَلَمِينَ. The bite of the bite and the best of the bite of this nation, they are a people, they are very simple and humble, and they go laughing among the people. You never feel that kind of macho business about religion, or I'm better than you, or that type of behavior. They are so basic and so simple, and they laugh with people, and they are very easy going. But in their own privacy, they cannot stop fearing min khashyatillah. They cannot stop weeping, crying from the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the respect and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ja'alna minhum ya rabbal alameen. Or by another word, they are not in the show business. They are not a religious show business. You will never be able to know them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who knows them. And I hope inshallah we will be among them. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and guidance, and give us the strength and the wisdom and the courage, inshallah, to approach this month of Ramadan with a new heart, a new soul, a new behavior, inshallah, so we can move from the month of Ramadan to the state of Ramadan. Ibad Allah, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحون وأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.